This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
The problem is the problem of violence. Of course I am opposed to violence, when by it we mean killing, torturing people and so on. But for me, true violence, which I support, is not physical violence, but violence when you say, like the violence of Egyptian demonstrators on Tahrir Square. They were violent in the formal sense that they didn't just shoot and so on. They wanted the whole system to stop functioning.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, where we upload anarchy to your brain.
Upload begins when you press here.
Well, that was fucking weird. Anyway, I'm your host, The Stimulator. And as many of you all know, the Occupy Together movement has been ramping up their actions. But before we go to the inevitable riot porn montage from our peeps in Oakland, I must pay my respects to my peeps in Vancouver. After weeks of ridiculous pro-cop rhetoric from the stage at Occupy Vancouver, a rep from the Tent Council made this statement.
It has been consensus upon within Tent Council that weapons are not welcome within these grounds, nor are those who carry them. This includes the police.
Yep, since peeps are coming around as the blatant evidence of state violence against the motherfucking resistance, it's as clear as the Vatican's defense of pedophiles. Last week, Occupied Oakland raised the stakes with a one-day general strike that saw the first successful deployment of a black bloc within the Occupy movement in North America. Banks and corporate storefronts were smashed, even while liberals attempted to block the bloc.
So, can we call these douchebags the bloc?
Anyway, when I hear these monkey fucking liberals bitch and moan about smashed bank windows, I stop and ask myself, what the fuck would Jesus do? Even though the king of beers was fucking shit up back in the day, the media still finds time to condemn a group that does pretty much the same fucking thing. But I think the media are a little confused.
A single group was behind a lot of that trouble. They dressed up as ninjas.
They look like ninjas.
But no, they are not ninjas.
Another man waved a chair and kept the ninjas at bay.
They are not ninjas.
So are these Oakland protesters really black bloc?
Yeah, they are black bloc.
I don't know if they were black bloc or not.
I told you, you dumb pig, they are black bloc.
We saw, and you saw too, a lot of them, they wear the hoodies and the mask as ninjas.
They are not, oh, fuck it. They are fucking ninjas. Other side of the world, the Arab Spring shows no signs of slowing down. In Bahrain, the motherfucking resistance gathered to honor a fallen comrade who defiantly spoke against the cousin fucking inbred monarchs of this tiny nation. The mourners attempted to march to the spot where the resistance began and valiantly fought the pigs who attempted to run them over with their SUVs. Similar repression is still going down in Syria, but that has not stopped peeps from occupying the streets and risk their lives to fight for a better world. During this protest, people were calling for the execution of the president. Maybe it's time for the motherfucking resistance to bring back le motherfucking guillotine.
Say the revolution won't be televised. Al Jazeera proved them wrong. Twitter has them paralyzed. 80 million strong and ain't no longer gonna be terrorized. Organized, mobilized, vocalized. On the side of truth, the Madunya's living proof that it's a matter of time for the chickens home to roost. Bu Azizi lit the hoof.
and it slowly ignited the fire within every people to fight it. From Tunis to Khan Yunis, the new moon shines bright as the man's spoon was as mass as the man writes in the spell room. As if disunity communally removing the tumors, rotten rumors. We're making headway, chanting down the dictators, getting rid of dead weight, opening the floodgates like the streets of Jeddah. But whatever the thora maftuha, whomever answered the lie. We've been empowered to speak, and though the future is uncertain, man, at least it isn't bleak. When our children can be raised not in a cage, but on a peak, the inheritors of Mother Earth are meek. Freedom isn't given by oppressors, it's demanded by oppressed. Freedom lovers, freedom fighters, free to gather and protest for the God-given rights, for a freedom of the press. We know freedom is the answer. The only question is, who's next?
It's been almost a year since the beginning of the Tunisian Revolution that has inspired similar rebellions around the world. The Arab Spring is invoked time and time again when people talk about the Occupy Together movement. When I hear that, I get fucking inspired, because the folks in Tunisia and elsewhere wanted to overthrow the motherfucking government, because they have known for some time that the shit is broken and that there ain't no fixing it. Even the man who originally called for troublemakers to occupy Wall Street says that we need a global Tahrir here moment. Here's Adbusters editor Kali Lassen.
I think that this dimension that I'm trying to introduce right now, this idea that this could be a very significant movement, that's a game changer, and that we're going for a deep down systemic change, not just in nationally but internationally, and that we want to have a Tahrir moment, not just in America and not just in Canada, but we want to have a global Tahrir moment.
But there are folks out there who are trying to rewrite the history of these revolutionary movements as purely pacifist, even though this shit just barely happened. Let's not forget that the spark of this chain reaction was an act of self-violence when Mohamed Bouazizi set himself on fire when abuses by the pigs robbed him of his last ounce of dignity. But in case you fucking forgot, here's how Tahrir Square in Egypt was won. Indeed, there was a large peaceful element to the Egyptian protests, but the first days were crucial when brave freedom fighters beat back the pigs, set Mubarak's party headquarters on fire, and opened up the space for peaceful demonstrators to take back the motherfucking square. Pretty fucking simple, eh? Different tactics working together towards one goal. If the Occupy movement is truly inspired by the Arab Spring, let's not mince words. What we are talking about here is a motherfucking revolution. But even Kali Lassen himself betrays the movement when he calls for the formation of political parties and reform.
But in the meantime, many of us will go home and we will resurface next spring, and we will start fighting for Robin Hood taxes, and in the United States they'll fight for the reinstatement of the Glass-Steagall Act, and we'll try to ban high-frequency flash trading, and we'll try to get the money out of our political systems and start creating a new model of democracy that actually is exciting. And I predict that down the road, you know, there'll be third parties in America evolving, you know.
Sorry, Kali. No dice. That ain't gonna cut it. There ain't no fixing this motherfucker. The whole shit has to go. I'm sure every North American with half a brain knows this, but if they don't, they at least suspect it. But as I've witnessed in the Occupy movement in my city, and through reports in other spots, liberal reformists are trying hard to co-opt this movement and pacify it into something manageable that will inevitably lead people to the fucking useless charade of electoral politics. Anarchists are demonized, even though the frameworks in which the General Assemblies operate are intrinsically anarchist. Cops are revered by the so-called good job that they are doing, even though thousands have already been arrested and beaten in occupations worldwide. And the systems of control that we're trying to overthrow are replicated with the creation of many power structures by the so-called leaders of the local occupations. So, is this a revolutionary moment? I don't fucking know. But it kind of feels like it. And it very well could be, if we inject ourselves into it and give it the royal kick in the ass it needs. Peeps in Oakland have shown us the way. So what the fuck are we waiting for?
I think one of the things that separates the Occupy Oakland movement from others are three things. Number one, no politicians. Number two, no political parties. And number three, the absence of police presence at the occupation camp.
This is a significant move for the Occupy Wall Street movement in general, because the criticisms of the Occupy Wall Street movement is that the message is unclear. Well, we're sure that with the millions of dollars in loss that will happen from us closing the port today, and the profit that's lost from this day, from this general strike, that the message will be sent loud and clear to the 1%. This is just a warning shot. It's just a one-day strike. There is no contract to negotiate right now. What we are saying is that the working class is about to get more militant. You're motherfucking right.
And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. Mail motherfucking grassy ass to the Cash Money Ninjas who helped pay my internet bill this month. Trevor, Pablo, Thomas, Carl, Max, Meredith, Hervey, John, Nika, Sarah, Sabina, Shane, Michael, Philip, Robert, Daniel, Chris, Leslie, Vladimir, James, Elliot, and Lana. Provisto. I also want to let you motherfuckers know that some media is having its annual winter fundraiser. So if you have a few bucks, I have a few gifts for you. To comment on this show, or to share your ninja skills, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. And remember, if it ain't broke, break it.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.